What's good, y'all? As you know, February is Black History Month, and all throughout that month, NPR's Code Switch is going to be running a special series about the history of Black resistance. Because as long as Black folks have been oppressed in this country, which is, you know, forever, we've also been fighting back. Listen and subscribe.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. It's February, and every year at this time, we join the observation of Black History Month with a month-long celebration of Afro-Latino history, deep dives into how culture of the African diaspora is manifested in so many beautiful forms. This month, we have our usual mix of music and culture, and this year, we're going to kick things off with a genuine musical queen. Marta Ivelisse Pesante Rodriguez is known to music fans as Ivy Queen, a performer who was there in the earliest days of reggaeton and whose history parallels the history of the music. We caught up to her in her home in Puerto Rico, and we're going to have an extensive conversation about the history of reggaeton, her own history, as well as the current state of affairs in reggaeton. And to kick things off, I asked her how she got involved with music as a young girl and about reggaeton's earliest days.
My father, he passed away. He used to be a guitar player. So in Puerto Rico, we use a lot of, we call it trova, which is pretty much rhyming every word, but with a different type of music in the background. It's simply guitars. As I grew up, and my father used to like brag about his daughter, like she's a great trovadora, and I fell in love with music, and my father and my mother split, they divorced, and I ended up taking care of all my brothers and sisters. So the only time that I have to study was during the night. I couldn't stop thinking about words, about, it was kind of, for some people, crazy, because all I hear in my head was different type of words, how to rhyme it. And at the same time, I used music to express the what I was living, you know, even the painful of my father and my mother divorce, the pain of trying to be a mother to my brothers and sisters. So I grabbed my book every night and I started write on my notebook so many songs that basically most of them were pure pain, you know, pure struggle.
Wow.
So I didn't pay much attention to the classes, because for me, the way that the muse touched me is through my ears, like someone is whispering words to me. So I couldn't concentrate in the school, because all I hear was words and how to put the words together. And the pain of the divorce really, really touched me, because I ended up raising my brothers and sisters as I was the mom. So being a teenager and trying to raise them, it was hard.
Right. So the foundation for your rapping was done through trova. That's interesting.
Yeah.
What about the earliest days? So we're going to move forward now to when you were participating in music and you're writing music and partnering with a DJ.
Negro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, what was happening in the music? Because was it always called reggaeton, or was it called reggaeton later? I mean, what was going on with reggaeton in the earliest days?
The earliest stage was Spanish rap, which was controlled by Vico C, Ruben DJ, Brulee MC, Kid Power Posse. They basically rapped in Spanish. All of them have a record label under. So when the movements started to be fresh, we call it reggae, the Spanish reggae. A lot of the mixture come from Panama, and the Panamanians have a big, big influence in the way we come up with the Spanish reggae.
Let's hear a little bit of that early reggaeton from Panama. This is El General with Tu Ves Buena. Una libra de cadera no es cadera, dos libras de cadera no es cadera, tres libras de cadera no es cadera, tú la tienes toda por eso te ves buena, digo corazón que tú te ves bien buena, digo mi amor que tú te ves. I have to do an audition for DJ Negro. He was the founder, father, the one that really
grab Vico C and put him on the spot, so the whole world knew Vico C. So it was my turn to go and do my little audition. At that time, I was very shy. I couldn't look a person straight up on the eye. So I went to the audition. It was in a garage. He got the studio in the garage of his house. So the garage was full of guys, and I was like, oh my God. Mind you, I was looking like a tomboy with my hip hop pants and my sneakers and my hat, the whole gear. Cause I was always considered a tomboy, but till this day, I still love my hip hop attire. So I went in the garage and I hear the guys mumbling, who's that, who's that, who's that? So I went in the garage and he was like, okay, first of all, I want you to sing what you think is proper for this tape. And I'd be like, okay. I started singing a song entitled Mucho Quieren Tumbarme. And the song was about female empowerment. And I sing looking at the wall, not looking at him. I turned the mic to the wall, everything to the wall. I gave him my back, like I was so shy. And I started singing. And he was like, he stayed quiet. I guess it was for making me more nervous. And then he said, congratulations, you are the first woman that we accept in this group because we don't have girls. They were like kind of, you know, working with their testosterone. You know, they'd be like, no, we don't have girls here, so consider yourself the first. From that day on, I have to prove myself. Everything was very underground. We didn't have a record label behind us. Every tape or every CD was sold from the trunk of a car. And as my music started to grow in the underground and my name, we didn't have videos. So people thought that I was a man because of my voice, the way that I sound.
Okay, let's hear Muchos Quieren Tumbarme, an early track from Evie Queen.
Muchos quieren tumbarme, le digo, mira, no, 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 que no van a poder. Si cuando canto la gente sabe que llegó la cuy, la nena de reggae. Muchos quieren tumbarme, le digo, mira, no, 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 que no van a poder. Si cuando canto la gente sabe que llegó la cuy, la nena de reggae. Pero a mí me llamaron para cantar, para que mi mensaje pueda llegar. Hoy tomo la bandera femenina, mi pueblo me corona la championa. Y me pregunto qué sucede hoy en día. Amor, eternamente termina dándole a su esposa la muerte. ¿Y por qué? Después que de sus manos hace comer, los niños a la escuela y verlos crecer, ser una servidora y amante fiel, era muerte. ¿Y por qué? Si lejos del vicio a ti te quiso ver, y mira hasta la cárcel te fue a entretener, mucho por tu trabajo y hogar también, era muerte. Muchos quieren tumbarme y le digo, mira, no, 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 que no van a poder.
You are listening to Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras, and we're talking with reggaeton pioneer Evie Queen as part of our Black History Month special programming. And up next, she talks about how the earliest form of reggaeton was received or not received by the established Spanish language record industry.
No, they didn't. It took time. It took time to the point that the music did get viral, and then we have a. Politicians talking about it, very similar to the hip hop when they did it to N.W.A. That it was like they did it to Snoop and to Eazy-E. The same thing happened to us. All of a sudden, the music is popping, and then the politicians started talk about it. Oh, this music is degrading the females. Look at the videos. Now they have videos and the girls are coming out in the video like half naked. And that's when everyone pay attention to the music, to the scene. And that's when I felt offended, because from the get-go, I was singing songs with such a message for the ladies, like, we are strong, we are this, we are that. And then the politicians started talk about it. And we all end up in a TV show where they bring one of the politicians as a senator. She was a senator, rest in peace. She say, oh, they degrading the woman, blah, 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 so. So I tell her, wait, you, you haven't heard my music. If you heard my music, you will know that I'm different. It's like you're putting all the apples in the same basket. Usted está generalizando. That's what I told her. Then years pass by and we end up being friends because we both love the slots machine at the casino, and we sat down close to each other and we became friends with years. Then years later, because she understood I was bringing something different to the scene.
Let's talk a little bit about that. Where do you think that comes from within you and your life and your earliest days and your background? Where does that desire or that drive to establish yourself amongst this sea of men and this music business, to establish yourself and not use your sexuality to sell yourself, but your sexuality to establish yourself as an independent artist? Where does that come from?
Growing up with my father at 12, singing deep, deep Bohemian songs with deep message. I didn't know nothing else, just like deep music, deep messages of love, messages of heartbreaking messages also. So when I fell in love with Spanish reggae, I used it as an escape. It was my language to talk. I think the language that I use in my music is based on what I have lived. I have gone through so much. The separation of my fathers, then I have to raise my brothers and sisters, then my brothers and sisters marry, then my brothers and sisters divorce. I become the therapist of the world, of whoever is around me. So I basically use, as a muse, I use whatever people going through, inspire me. Even some of my songs are stories of other people and mine's included.
The 2003 album Diva is the one that raised Evie Queen's profile among reggaeton fans and beyond with a series of songs reflecting on female empowerment, including this one, Quiero Bailar. And the lyrics include, I want to dance, I want to sweat, and you want to get close and rub against me. And I say, just because we do that, that doesn't mean I'm going to sleep with you. A feminist flag planted firmly in a male-dominated society and industry by Evie Queen. Yo quiero bailar, tú quieres sudar y pegarte a mí, el cuerpo rosado. Yo te digo si tú me puedes provocar, eso no quiere decir que pa' la cama voy. Quiero bailar, tú quieres sudar y pegarte a mí, el cuerpo rosado. Yo te digo si tú me puedes provocar, eso no quiere decir que pa' la cama voy. Lo que yo quiero es besar, yeah. Papi, tú lo juro, te me acercas sin late mi corazón. Que los dos tengamos que sudar, tengamos que sudar, que bailemos al ritmo del tra, que me haga fuerte suspirar, pero pa' la cama digo mira na na na, porque yo soy la que mando, soy la que decide cuando vamos al mambo y tú lo sabes, el ritmo me está llevando, mientras más te pega más te voy azotando y eso está bien, a mí no me importa lo que muchos digan, si muevo mi cintura de abajo para arriba, si soy de barrio o tal vez soy una chica fina, si en la discoteca te me pega, si te anima, sabe que los dos tengamos que sudar, a sudar, que bailemos al ritmo del tra, tra, que me haga fuerte suspirar, suspirar, pero pa' la cama digo mira na na na, yo quiero bailar, tú quieres sudar y pegarte a mí, el cuerpo rosar, yo te digo si sí, tú me puedes provocar, eso no quiere decir que pa' la cama voy, quiero bailar, tú quieres sudar.
Sudar, sudar, que bailemos al ritmo del tra, tra, que me haga fuerte suspirar, suspirar, pero pa' la cama.
llamado y comida, na, na, na. Y yo quiero bailar, tú quieres sudar y pegarte a mí, el cuerpo rosar. Yo te digo si sí, tú me puedes provocar, eso no quiere decir que pa' la cama voy. Quiero bailar, tú quieres sudar y pegarte a mí, el cuerpo rosar. Yo te digo si sí, tú me puedes provocar, eso no quiere decir que pa' la cama voy.
Up next, she talks about one of her most successful albums, Drama Queen, which was released in 2010, an album that contained some of her most popular work, even as reggaeton as a genre still struggled within the mainstream.
Drama Queen, in 2010, I dropped Drama Queen. I was signed by Universal. I was ruling the charts, also 9 weeks of best-selling. And if you check that album, the songs on the album is like pure feelings, pure sentimiento. Like, it was like opening a personal diario, and I think that was one of my peak moment in the music scene. Like, all the ladies singing, I couldn't go to shop groceries, I couldn't go nowhere because I was recognized even by the salsa scene. That was like a prime moment in my life. So,
wow.
At 2010, I was pretty much everywhere. I was being recognized en todos los géneros, los salseros, los rockeros, everywhere.
So then throughout the last decade, through the 2010 to like 2019, you were consistently putting out music and still a very active and vital part of the scene. But as you looked at the music, how would you describe it as having changed? If you think about it in the last 10 years, how would you describe that change over the last 10 years? What's the story arc there? Did it get more watered down as it became more popular?
Till now, you mean? Oh, it's a big difference, honey. It's a big, huge difference. It's not reggaeton. It's not pure reggaeton. It a lot had changed in the beats, in the lyrics. It's like now they don't take time to write. It's like repeating little phrases and a lot of music. It's more pop. It's I don't know what to tell you. It's a huge change. I know that music's supposed to go through an evolution, but then it's not reggaeton. It's like it's something else. It's a mix. It's a mix. It's like you mixing a drink with your favorite beverage, I guess. Like, and there is people making reggaeton, but it's like an underground scene. It's like, no, you gotta make, I call it popaton, pop with reggaeton. Like, you gotta sound like this, you gotta sound like that. You know, no, it's different. It's very different. It's very, I don't know if I should say the word Americanized or commercialized. But it's different. It's completely different.
What do you think changed to the music itself to make it more acceptable or more mainstream? How do you see the changes? Is it the rhythms are more simple, the rhymes are not as clever? I mean, what is it that made it more acceptable, more mainstream?
You hardly hear a song with a contents that will give a lady the pride to hear a song, to hear a man saying nice stuff to her. You hardly hear that anymore. And even to hip-hop, the same stuff happened. So if you're looking for context, you might find couple of songs that are properly written and produced. But the music behind it, it might have the drums of reggaeton, but It's like I said, they mix the drink with some juice and is not pure, but it's out there. I guess if that calls that we made it, well, we made it. They can erase the story. The story is there. The internet is available, so you could search for stuff. So, you know, it's like we get the punches and and Floyd Mayweather get the belts, you know?
A boxing metaphor, that's awesome.
I love boxing, bro.
I heard about that. I forgot. I read that about you. I forgot that you're a big boxing fan. That's awesome. So am I, man. Okay, let's take a break for some music. Evie Queen continues to release music and is about to embark on an extensive tour of the U.S. Here is her latest single, which was released last month. This is called Baile Más.
Apriétame pa' que vean que todo es tuyo. Que irá mi cariño, no se comparte. No dejemos que muera la noche. No abandonemos el momento, que todavía queda tiempo para un baile más antes que te alejes. Sé que te quieres quedar, no me lo puedes negar. No venga a inventar y decir que no puedes. Sé que te quieres quedar, no me lo puedes negar. ¿Cómo puede ser? ¿Quién lo iba a pensar? Ahora mismo pudiéramos estar en cualquier parte del mundo y llegamos al mismo lugar. Y no te despegues y aprovecha la rola, con ese vaivén va a llevarte a la ola. Sensual y seductora, sin prisa, controla. Y no te despegues y aprovecha la rola, con ese vaivén va a llevarte a la ola. Sensual y seductora, sin prisa, controla. Muévete lento, pégate bien y sigue mi tempo, yeah. No abandonemos el momento, que todavía queda tiempo para un baile más antes que te alejes. Sé que te quieres quedar, no me lo puedes negar. No venga a inventar y decir que no puedes. Sé que te quieres quedar, no me lo puedes negar.
Let's go, hey.
Ambos tenemos cicatrices, pero eso se me olvida cuando hace que la piel se me erice. Cuando tu mano por mi cuerpo se deslice, no quiero que el tiempo se paralice, yeah.
I like the way you work it, we getting freaky like a circus. Let's pretend that it's my birthday, we get in trouble but you're worth it.
No dejemos que muera la noche. No abandonemos el momento, que todavía queda tiempo para un baile más antes que te alejes. Sé que te quieres quedar, no me lo puedes negar. No venga a inventar y decir que no puedes. Sé que te quieres quedar, no me lo puedes negar.
Mis hijos, la música es como los suspiros. Contiene todo lo que no puedes decir con palabras.
Let me ask you this. I just have a few more questions. What about the reggaeton audience? How has it changed over the years?
Thank God I got my audience out there. They know where to find me. When do I drop a song? Where to find it? They go to Spotify. They go, you know, they do what they got to do to see where I'm at, right? Thank God for that. They so loyal. They don't give me an expiration date. For them, I'm their voice. I'm what they have. They are out there. The pure reggaeton fans are out there. I seen a lot of comments on the internet, people missing the raw essence of this music. But we got an audience also that is brand new to this. There are different crowds. I just came from Mexico. There were 75,000 people there. We have J Balvin's fans, we have Anuel AA fans, we have Sech fans, we have Ozuna fans, and there was La Flaca de Puerto Rico, Miss Evie Queen. And as I am sitting in my camerino, waiting on my turn to go on stage, I'm listening to the fans singing each one's songs and stuff like that, and I'm like, okay, this is a youth crowd. mind you, when I get on stage, I said, okay, God, here we go. Let me kill this, you know, the way I know how to do it. Once I touched the stage, I couldn't believe how every age knew my songs from the get-go. From start to the end of the show, they were singing, and it was a mixed crowd.
And before we close the show, I wanted to include a bit of Evie Queen reflecting on what she sees as her role model as a musician and as a woman.
I'm just trying to survive. I'm trying to maintain faithful to who Evie Queen is. I don't want to sold out my integrity. I was born in the garage of Puerto Rico, of a struggle, and I have always represented and empowered the ladies, and I don't want that to change. I have a massive amount of girls around the world writing to me through my different social networks, Instagram, Facebook, and stuff, and they come to me and they see me as, I don't know, probably as a mother figure, and they tell me, yo, I rhyme, I write, I produce, but they tell me I have to sound like this, such and such and such. Or they tell me I have to look such and such and such. So I have a daughter, 6 years. So if she ever take the decision to do music, I will tell my daughter to fight hard for what she wants, for what she deserves, and to never sold out. So for me, hearing this music, and yeah, we make it, yeah, reggaeton is everywhere. Before, the American market didn't want to do featurings and collaboration, and now it's like an epidemic, everyone want to do it. Yes, we make it, but at what cost, you know? I will go siete pies bajo tierra being Evie Queen. I don't want to change the way that I have built Evie Queen to be that voice of the woman, to give powerful messages to the woman. That is something that I don't want to change. I will fight hard, you know? It's like you tell Celia Cruz that she has to change her way of look or her way of singing, and do not sing Juan Talamera, do not say azúcar, now we got to say sugar. Or now we have to say something else, no. And I think from the get-go, that was one of my struggles with the record labels. I was like, no, you came to me because you want Evie Queen, that's what you're going to get. I'm not going to sugarcoat it stuff. I am going to sing to empower the woman, for them to know how valuable they are. I can be part of a mess. I have to be a part of a builder. I have to build soldiers, strong women out there.
But your stuff, your presence, always, there was a strong parallel, always reminded me of what Celia did in her time. With amidst all of these men, all of these machos around her, she was always dignified, always a lady, but she didn't put up with any of their crap, right? You, as the queen of urban, reminds me of that. I'm not just saying it just to make you feel good. I mean, I'm just saying that there is a parallel there. There's a strong parallel.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I get feelings because I have always used Celia as a massive amount of admiration to me. Like, I use her as an example. I have always seen Celia as a massive inspiration to what I do. Thank you so much for telling me that while I'm alive, because I rather hear all this good vibes and good stuff now than when I'm not here. Y aprecio mucho el detalle.
My deep felt thanks to Evie Queen, and thanks to you all for listening to our lead-off program for Black History Month, our annual deep dive into Afro-Latino culture and music. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Let us know what you think. You've been listening to Alt Latino from NPR Music. I'm Felix Contreras. Thank you for listening.